Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Friday is here. I'm so excited.
I know, right?
Well, you'll be off to go see a new family member.
Yes, I have a new kitty.
You have a kitty.
I know.
He is so cute.
He is gorgeous. I've had him since last night and he is the best little kitty I've ever had. So cool, so chilled out and the cutest ever. He slept next to me all night last
night.
Wouldn't leave me. I'm his mummy.
Or his daddy?
Oh, both.
Both. Both at the same time.
Your mummy and daddy. So what have you named him?
I've called him Harry, inspired by you actually, Jade, because he's sort of got like this golden tinge to him. You mentioned Golden by Harry Styles, and I thought, you know what?
Harry.
Harry.
Harry it is.
Harry it is, and I love it.
Harry's a good name.
Like, you know, I've never met a cat called Harry.
Neither have I, actually.
I don't think I have either.
I like Harry Schnitzels. Have you guys had them?
I think you've talked. Is that the one at Jasmine's?
Jasmine, yeah. Very nice.
And you
haven't been there in a while.
Not a paid ad.
No, not at all. I just made me think of it. Must be hungry.
You guys are off to the big pickleball tournament over the weekend,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, that we are.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's all happening. So we're, for those who don't know, Creva and I are playing in the New South Wales Open tournament. Kicks off Saturday and Sunday. Mixed doubles are on Saturday. That's the day we're playing. And then I'm playing in the women's doubles on Sunday.
I'm not playing in the women's doubles.
No, but yeah, I'm surprised you didn't play in the men's doubles.
No, one day's enough
Creva,
for me.
Are you going to Sydney today?
No, I'm actually going to go tomorrow now. I've changed my plan. Tomorrow morning and then I'll stay the night.
Yeah, that's right, because you were going to stay at your mate's place, yeah?
Yeah, it's just down the road. Unbelievably convenient.
Where in Sydney are you playing?
It's Wurrunga.
Oh,
yeah. Near Hornsby. Yeah.
It's only like 125 minutes. It's only an hour and 25 minutes.
They're very, very close.
Yeah, it's not far.
85 minutes.
Ben and I think are just going to drive down, come back, drive down, come back.
Yeah, why not?
I know it's a big deal for you, Jade.
Oh, it is, because I hate driving to Sydney.
Hate it. So funny, because I find it, it couldn't get any closer part of Sydney.
It's just Sydney annoys me. It just pisses me off, you know?
It's not even counted as Sydney. Like, it's counted as part of Hornsby.
Let me tell you, Jade.
Yeah.
This puzzles me because in your past careers, you've been a jet-setting, globe-trotting trolley dolly and air hostess, right? You've lived in Dubai, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, there we go. You got it.
But, like, why are you... I hate when people, like, confine themselves to one small area.
I don't know why.
Sydney, one of the biggest... The biggest city in the country is only a couple of hours down the road.
Yeah. It's... I don't know what it is about it. It just seems like such a hassle. And I hate, like, I guess part of the reason was because I did live in Nowra for quite a while on the South Coast, which is... about 4.5 hours from where we're based here in Newcastle. And I always had to drive down, I've forgotten the name of it now. Thank God I have. That's that deadly road. It's so busy.
Oh, the one that has down that big mountain that has Pooh's Corner?
I think so. Forgotten the name of it.
For most people, this is the most irrelevant information.
No, because you want to avoid that road as much as possible, especially in peak
just
hours.
Just in case you're down there listening.
Anyway, I used to have to drive from A to B, and it just used to piss me off. I hate Sydney drivers. They're all shit. I get serious road rage. I can't handle it. And I guess whenever I've stayed in Sydney, other than Lavender Bay, which I got there by train, I really enjoyed my stay there. I haven't really explored Sydney enough to understand why you love it so
much.
Yeah, but I just see a concrete jungle.
No, you couldn't be
more wrong.
The
old concrete jungle.
Concrete jungle. That's all I see. I'm just like, oh, there's another skyscraper. What do you do?
Do you know what, Jade?
What am I missing? Oh, Luna Park. There's a really old, dangerous roller coaster I want to go on. Woo. You know what I mean?
You're missing out.
Pisses me off because do you know what?
There's perfectly good restaurants here as there are.
What if you got a Brisbane, Jade? A little water park.
Why would I want to go to the rocks?
There's some fountains.
Everyone
in the
talks
of the
about
city.
This place. Oh, the rocks! The rocks!
Have you been?
It's expensive. All I hear is how expensive the drinks are.
You
and
drive
I
me
can
crazy.
Get a martini
live it
for
yourself.
Half the cost here in Newcastle.
Can I tell you why you love the rocks in Sydney?
Tell me why.
It is the most historical place in the city. It's like you're transported to a different time, actually. You walk through these small little alleys. Like 200-year-old pubs.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
So much history.
You don't know what you're missing
out
on.
Yeah, but I'm not a pub goer. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys froth as foodies and drink connoisseurs. I just want my Midorian lemonade.
Yeah, but that's fine, Jade. You can
have it there.
Yeah, no, but they charge you like $11.50.
It's not even that bad. Yeah. You're overthinking it because of the something botanic, you don't know.
The gardens?
Yeah, I like botanical gardens.
How do you know? You've never been.
Well, because they're all the same. I've been to botanical gardens all around the world. They're just beautiful parks.
The Manly Ferry?
Yes, actually, I have caught the Manly Ferry. When I stayed at DY, actually, did I catch it or I just saw it?
I think you just looked at it in the
distance. Yeah, I looked
at
it.
Have you been to the Blue Mountains?
I think I've driven that way.
See, missing out.
I know. I'll do it one day. But
Kitsumba, great weekend away.
You'd
middle
love
of
that.
Winter, the
so
fire
many,
on.
You
bit
know
of
what?
Snow.
So many like old towny like antique.
Well, maybe
shops
we could do a
galleries.
Tour. What's Jade missing? And you go come with me in the car and take me to all these fascinating places. I know
bad
that sounds
attitude.
Very. Yeah. I know it's closed-minded on me, but you do have me in a closed-minded hour of the day. It's 11 a.m. We've been
negative.
Up since 5:30.
Very negative.
No, I don't know what it is about Sydney. I'm sure I'd love it once I'm there, but to me, it's just
you lived in Dubai. Talk about a concrete jungle. It's a man-made
city
island
in the middle of the desert. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway,
I'll give anything a go. I've just had no need to go there.
Well, good luck at your tournament, guys.
Thank you. I'm glad we went. What a journey
I'm entertaining, actually. I've got, speaking of Sydney, one of those terrible Sydney people coming to Newcastle, Jade.
Yeah. No, the people aren't
the
bad.
My house is going to be a menagerie today, so I've got my new little puss.
Menagerie?
Well, that's what I meant.
Good. Rarely do I get to correct people. I like it when I do.
Jump on board.
I've been really bad lately.
Yeah.
You haven't been doing, you didn't do your tongue twisters this morning.
That's true. We didn't. That's probably, actually, I had a great day. Other than that weird dog shepherd, which you'll find out later on the podcast, but you didn't even know how to pronounce that dog's breed. Never heard of it.
I'm going to put something to you guys, right, that I'm a bit insecure about. And I've spoken to you guys, I think, about this before.
Yeah.
Over the years, I feel like my English has slipped significantly.
Well,
I didn't know you so many years
ago. I didn't know you, but it does slip because we're not studying. You're actively not, you know.
Like, just, I say some things sometimes when I, you know, might hear something back. And I'm like, why did I say it like that? Like, why did I say that word incorrectly?
You guys enjoying your lollies, by the way.
You know what? Oh, do you want a soother?
No, thank you.
Sorry, no one's perfect, Maddie. Don't beat yourself up on it.
Yeah, don't stress.
And you know what? Like,
yeah, but I don't want to be a dummy on the radio, you know?
Oh, look, I couldn't give a shit. Like, honestly.
ADBFESC.
No, like, I just be me, man.
Yeah.
It's not like we're completely illiterate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the odd word, like, we talk for a living. Sometimes your words get jumbled.
See,
or
some
you
people
mix them
say
up.
You should probably be more qualified.
And I say, nah, that's bullshit. Because a lot of people speak the
We're
way I
for
do.
Our vibrant personalities.
Exactly. I don't.
It doesn't bother you.
It doesn't bother me. I couldn't give two shits. If
I
you
feel
want
a bit dumb
enjoy
next to
the entertainment.
Sometimes, aren't you? You're very smart.
What are you talking about? Both of you are very smart.
Thanks,
it's a
smart. I guess you realize as you get older.
There's a lot of different smarts.
Different kinds of smarts, right? Mm. Anyway.
There are different kinds of smarts.
I enjoy the podcast. Enjoy
Absolutely.
The weekend.
We really
going
got
home
philosophical.
To my little pussy.
Enjoy.
Oh, Creva, you've already uploaded the picture of you and the camel.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. Oh, yeah.
Rarely do you ever get so excited that you upload straight away.
We walked a camel through the radio station today, so listen out for that. Bye.
You'll love it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creva.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creva.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Love makes the world go round.
What's your dream car?
I'd probably buy another Valiant.
You're living in the memories there, Michelle. You had some fun in that car, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
Makes the world go.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday, team. How are we?
Yeah, great. Good. It is the weekend, peeps.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling alive.
I mean, only, what is it, 15 hours to go, Jay.
Nah, it's here.
We've checked out already.
We've got a week to go, actually, before we go and leave, which is good.
That's very exciting.
Oh, 2 weeks away from each other.
Give your ears a break.
I'm going to have withdrawals.
I know you will.
So, well, we have rules this holiday as well, because I remember at Christmas time, you made us call you every second day.
Jade sends off a rule book on the, like, the week before, so everyone can familiarise themselves with it.
Yeah, well,
it's like joining a chess tournament.
That's a bit dramatic, but sort of. There are some rules, yes.
Creva, you're going camping on your holiday.
Yes.
Did you test out your van bed last night? Because I know you were thinking of doing that.
I didn't sleep in it, but I put it in sort of thing.
So walk us through your van bed. What have you used for that? Yeah.
Okay, because most of the time my van is used for other things, moving goods around.
Yeah.
So I can't do like what a lot of people do, which is like build a bed in there.
Mm.
So I've got like a big piece of plywood and I've got milk crates that are set up in strategically, and then the plywood sits on top and then the mattress.
Oh, wow.
So I can just slip the plywood away, milk crates are stacked up.
Oh,
just,
good stuff. Did you have a lie down?
Yeah, I had a go. Yeah.
It's good?
Very comfy.
Oh, how amazing are milk crates?
I know.
Just saying. Universal for anything.
Whoever invented those.
Genius.
1001 unintended uses.
Yeah.
There you go.
You go.
No. Well, we've run out of things
like
to talk about then.
So let's move forward. Couple go at it.
Oh, guys, guess what? I've got a big surprise next. Well, I'll tell you now because I can't. I hate surprises and I can't keep it in. I've got a new member of my family.
Oh,
are you adopting?
Congratulations.
A child?
I've got a new little kitty.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. I'm so happy. I spent my first night with him last night.
You're in love, aren't you?
Oh, he's just a delight.
Has he pooped in the hallway or anything?
No. He's
apparently litter trained already.
He's litter trained. Oh. He did his first wee-wee this morning when I was very proud of him.
Oh, you're a proud dad.
He's so sweet.
New FM. The No-Gos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And guys, I've got a brand new member of my fam. I've been tossing and turning about this decision, getting a little cat here in Newey, and it's been a few years since I've moved here now, and I thought maybe it's the right time, and I have one person to really blame for this yesterday, and that was you, producer Jackson. You were here, Crevo.
Yeah.
He was like a used car salesman trying to convince me to buy a cat, because you've recently gotten two little kitties yourself.
Yeah, I just got two pretty short hairs. Firstly, you're welcome. Secondly, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what? You've really done, I guess, a good job on Maddie Jackson, because when I was at Maddie's place only, what, 3-4 days ago, I was like, oh, why don't you get a pet? No. I was like, well, you don't want another kitty? No, don't need one.
Aren't they not allowed in your apartment?
And then in the space of, what, like 5 hours, I've left work for like not even 5 hours, you've got him to buy a pet.
What a flog you are, Crevo. Why would you say that?
I'm just looking out for you. I try and be the voice of reason.
Listen to him.
But seeing you come in this morning, the happiest I've seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
I think it's the right decision, actually.
Oh, good. I think it's great.
You look as happy as you do when you're about to go on holidays.
Yeah, it's like you've gone on holidays.
Yeah, we had to go out to, like, Curry.
Yeah, to get it.
To get it, yeah.
Quite far away.
Middle of nowhere, yeah. So, really good. Anyway, I've got some audio of our drive, though, Jay.
It was a lot of fun. Once we picked up the kitty, we were still debating the name.
You hit the
record button
as per usual.
Oh, my God, I'm so in love. This is so gorgeous. Hello, little boy. I just feel so happy right now.
What do you think you're going to name him?
I don't know. It's hard until you see their personality, hey?
Yeah.
I just know in my heart he loves me. He's so beautiful as well. Look at him. You know what? Who needs a man? when you can have a beautiful little soul like this. Oh. Be softening my cold exterior.
You're a daddy.
Hello. I'm your daddy.
I'm yet to name this little guy, but he's so lovely. He's so chilled out. He's just a delight, like I said.
What does he look like?
It's hard to explain. He kind of looks like a baby little Mancoon cat, if you know what they look like.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
He's got, like, the really, like, pokey pronounced ears.
Pointy ears and really fluffy. But, like, he also has this weird stripy... He looks like a tiger on his legs. He's got the tiger stripes.
Cool.
And he looks golden.
Yeah, he has,
like, these flickers of golden, but then... In
I've just got the name for him.
What?
Harry.
Where did
After
that come
Harry
from?
Styles, the song Golden. Harry.
Harry's his name?
I like the name Harry.
Yeah, cool.
What
I
do
like,
we think?
I like Harry as well.
Better than Ollie. He was like, I'm going to call it Ollie.
Harry's better.
Jade suggested Mendez, actually.
Well, you love Shawn Mendes.
I love Harry Styles more, though.
Really? Than Shawn Mendes?
Naming rights goes to Harry Styles. What do you think, Jackson? Are you into that?
I'm a fan.
Okay, done. Harry. Little Harry.
I can't there believe we named it on that quickly.
Show. Hey. I'm a compulsive... Impulsive decision maker.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Lads versus Lasses next.
Yes, we've got the Lads on 24. The Lasses are on 23 points. It is so close in our Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game that runs all year. So if you would like to play and win a family pass to the Sharks taking on the Knights tonight, 13:10:09 to play and win.
That's right. It's your big opportunity. Come on, guys. Let's keep the lead. Otherwise, the Lasses... are going to equal things up going into the
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
So the Lads on 24, the Lasses 23. It is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Today we have a family pass for the Sharks taking on the Knights at home this weekend.
Yes,
13:10:09. If you want to play, I believe we still need a lad at this stage. But, yeah, it's on, like, Donkey
Leaderboard
Kong.
Leaderboard check, shall we? Have a look.
I just did it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's time to meet Leonie. She's from Eleanor Vale and loves spending time, her free time, with her two grandkids. And her biggest irrational fear is spiders.
Hello, Leonie.
How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's your morning going?
Good. Just on my way home from work.
Oh, nice. What work are you doing?
Do security.
Ah, all right, excellent. Well, let's get into your questions. Good luck to you. Question number one. The brand King G is known for making what?
Workwear.
Yes, one on the board.
Boom.
Well done. All right, number two. On a car, where would you put a weather shield visor?
On the side of your window.
That's correct.
Yes.
Another one on the
Good
board.
Good job. Two out of three so far.
All right. Question number three.
Yep.
In the world of tools, Crescent Lufkin is known for making what kind of tools? They're like the best of the best in this.
I'll just say screwdriver. I have no idea.
No, it's tape measures and measuring stuff.
Oh, two out of three, though. That's great.
Really good. Well done, Leonie.
Smashed it.
Yeah, just hold the line there, Leonie. We're meeting our lad now. His name is Trev. He's a big footy fan. He loves tats, motorbikes, and his truck. And off to Bathurst on the weekend to do a few laps. Hello, Trev. Oh, there he is, Trev the trucker.
Trev the truckie.
Give us another honk for old time's sake, Trev. Thank
Yay!
You. Very good. All right, you need all three to walk away with the win or two to go to a coin toss tiebreak. Here we go. Question number one. Fantasy is a fragrance line by which US singer? Multiple choice. Is it A, Beyonce, B, Britney Spears, or C, Lady Gaga?
Fantasy. Gaga.
Incorrect. It's Britney.
No good.
Question number two. Chappelle Corby was kicked off what reality show earlier this week?
Dancing with the Stars.
Correct.
Well
good
done.
Job. Going for a tiebreaker, coin toss if you get this right. Question number three. What's Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge's maiden name?
Ooh.
Middleton.
Guys, do you know what that means?
Did the lads win?
No,
surely
no,
not.
No. It's a tiebreaker.
No.
You are now tied, and we are
you're going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Oh, what a nail-biter.
Oh, my God. Friday, family pass to the Knights versus Sharkies up for grabs. Leone versus Trev. We've got a coin. Let's flip it. What are you taking, Trev? Heads or tails?
I'm a big heads fan, mate.
Heads for the win.
Tails! Oh, no!
The lasses win.
Good job, Leone. You're off to the game.
Sorry, Trev. Leone, you're off to the footy.
Awesome, thank you.
No worries,
thank you.
Enjoy.
I'm so glad you won, because those questions this morning, you nailed them.
Yeah, absolutely. Good job.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. So, guys, hanging out here yesterday, Jade had to shoot off and take her little puppy to the vet.
Needed
some, like, teeth taken out and stuff. And Maddie and I were hanging out here planning the show, and we're like, oh, what should we do? And then we got on the phone to you having a chat, and you invited us around for brunch, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, how exciting. And you said, you guys can come around and have some of my frozen bread. And I was like, is that really a proper brunch invitation? I mean, if you're doing brunch, there should be a bit more involved than a bit of frozen white bread.
Well, I know I have frozen bread in the freezer, and I cleared the fridge out just before rubbish day, and I know the only condiment I have is Vegemite. So I said, you can come on over, I'll defrost some of the frozen bread and we can have
Vegemite smeared
toast.
On a dry bit of toast. Lovely. So inviting.
This is what I thought we need to do. 13:10:09, if you're putting on brunch, should it be more than frozen bread? Right or wrong, is frozen bread an acceptable brunch? I don't think so.
I think it is.
I don't even think you can invite people in the door.
A little bit dramatic. It would have been toast. I mean, she's not force feeding us frozen bread.
No, of course.
Yeah, but
I have a great toaster, Breville. It defrosts.
There's
so good.
About,
you don't even know that it was. No,
yeah,
swear.
Yeah, you know.
You spend good money on a toaster, you don't even know when you've de-thawed
bread.
Bread's
never the same after you like,
totally
thaw it out.
I disagree. It's all in the toaster.
All right, 13:10:09. Are you team Crevo and this is unacceptable, or are you team Jade and this is totally fine? Frozen bread as brunch. Come on.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you, is it acceptable to offer frozen bread at brunch?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Of course, such a Jade thing to do.
Yeah, like, come on. Brunch is, you know, pancakes, blueberries, croissants, maybe some eggs, bagels, bacon, that sort of thing. It's a combination of breakfast and lunch. Like, frozen bread is hardly breakfast.
Who's serving that at brunch? If you're going around to your mate's place, oh, BS, mate.
Oh, please.
You're just having bacon and eggs. The fanciest you offer is bacon and eggs on toast.
Jade, my dear, you called us yesterday.
Yeah.
And invited us. And we said, okay, so what food do you have? That's
What's
when you drop
offer?
The bombshell. Oh, I've just had a croissant.
And we're like, oh, that's
what about
you
us?
Got croissants,
what about us?
And I said, I've got frozen bread in the freezer that I can de-thaw. Yeah, only because I only had one croissant left.
And it was all yours. Anyway, that's a separate debate, I feel. What we're asking here, is frozen bread acceptable to offer guests as brunch?
It's not about the food, it's about the company.
Do you know what's interesting to me sitting here opposite you guys? You couldn't be on, like, further ends of a spectrum of what's expected of brunch.
Interest in food.
Like, you're like, No, I need some French baked goods fresh from the oven, Jade's like frozen bread. It doesn't get any, the contrast doesn't get any realer than
that. Tip-top white bread.
Oh, come on. Well, Sooty, I really hope you're on my side, mate.
No chance, Jade.
Oh, Sooty, I knew it was you. I was thinking, is this my mate, Sooty? What? You're meant to be on my side.
No, you've cooked me some breakfast before.
I have.
And it's been a hell of a lot better than bloody frozen bread. Okay? Yeah. Come on now, Jade.
Just so you know. So Sooty is yours and your husband's friend,
yeah,
right, Jade?
Yeah.
Oh, we met Sooty at the Halloween party.
Sooty at the Halloween party.
I know Sooty. I'm glad you're taking my side, man.
Yeah.
You've got some common sense.
She can do better than that.
Hey, Sooty, what's the worst meal that Jade served you up in the years that you've known her?
Ooh. Tough one, yeah. Heaps of options.
Yeah, there's heaps. Don't worry about that.
Have you had her famous spuds?
No, I haven't.
So the classic spud, I think that's what they're called in New South Wales as well, yeah? It's where you boil a spud, you cut it into four quarters, you put it in the oven, you crisp it up a bit, and then you put, your coleslaw, your mince, your pineapple, sour cream.
Well, pineapple, there's the first bit wrong anyway.
Oh, thank you, Sooty.
It's a Hawaiian spud.
Heaps and heaps of crimes against food.
I forgive you, Sooty, even though you're not on my side and I miss you. Got to catch up soon.
See, this is what they all talk about, Jade.
Yeah.
All of your friends.
That's why no one ever comes around our house.
You've got your friends calling up the show and they can't even defend it.
Oh, guys, love it or loathe it. Coming up after this, I'm getting your thoughts on the daily topic. Yes. And we're going to delve into the world of volunteers.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it.
This is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. Today, I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on volunteering at events.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. They don't even get paid. No point.
I love volunteering, but not at events.
You volunteered wrapping Christmas presents with me at the end of last year.
That I'm fine with. I think that's great. But, like, if you're volunteering at a music festival, for example, no interest in that.
Mm.
Watching other people have fun is really boring.
Yeah, that's right. I prefer to just say it for a cause or something. I'll just donate to the cause.
You're just a donator. You take my money. I'm not giving you my time.
He values his time. Yeah. So much, yeah,
even if I get a spare bit of couple of hours, I want to at least rest or something.
See,
to fill in, every squeeze every minute out of the day. That's me.
I wish I was more like you in some ways because I did the racket sport that can't be named on this show. I'm just going to say it, pickleball.
Okay. Yeah, good. Okay. That, you know what? That thing lasted, 3 days?
3 days. Anyway.
Just call it pickleball.
Crevo and I, we're going to play at the tournament and the New South Wales Open this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And I did my pickleball refereeing course a couple of weeks ago, but I'm not officially certified. But, it was a basic rundown. Let's get some people sort of trained up so they know what they're doing. Anyway, then they said, look, can we have some volunteer referees at the pickleball tournament? And I thought, yeah, okay.
And you face it, you wanted to blow a whistle and not boss people around.
Well,
they were
giving me a hat. I got upsold. Anyway, I'm really regretting it now. This is why people don't volunteer, because the people, when you do man up and you volunteer, you get burnt. Because
what happened, Jade?
They've got me refereeing every half an hour.
Plus you're a competitor.
Plus I'm playing. So
are you helping her out, Crevo, as a ref?
No, well, A, I'm not trained, and B, no.
Just tell them no, Jade.
Well, this is the thing. I'm happy to help out with a few games. See, this is why people never volunteer again, because there's never enough people that put their hands up to volunteer.
Well, you're an athlete. You shouldn't have to be the referee as well. Elite athlete.
Oh, thanks.
New South Wales celebrity pickleball ambassador. You shouldn't have to ref.
Well, anyway, I don't mind helping out. But the thing is that, because not many people did volunteer, now I'm the only ref on the day. So I'm a little bit concerned.
Well, you, I think you're reffing every game, including ours, so at least we'll win.
So technically I should have said no, but then I would have screwed over all the other people. So really, I'm glad I'm sort of not like you, because you need people like me. I don't know, it's a vicious circle, isn't it?
Well, let's leave it there, right?
Yeah.
Good luck, guys, in your tournament tomorrow. You're playing together.
We're playing together in a team, for those who don't know. Crevo and I are playing in the mixed doubles together. Tomorrow's our big day, and then I'm playing in the women's doubles on Sunday.
Because, you know, I look at you two physically on the court together and think, wow, that is success.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you do. Thanks, Maddie.
6 foot five, Crevo, and actually, 4 foot two, Jade.
Newcastle and the Hunter really get excited for our pickleball players heading down. No, well, from our club, because it's the biggest ever Australian tournament. There's just under 200 players, which is huge.
The sport is kicking off.
The sport's kicking off, but I just want to say, like, this is the biggest amount of players from our club who are going down there. So it's very exciting.
They're like
the
little vendors at the tournament as well. Of like,
yeah, there'll be people selling paddles,
like
and
stiff sore and sorry, and the osteoarthritis medication on hand for all those elderly people.
Anyway,
a bit of that vibe.
It's going to be good. So I'll let you know how I go. I'll be run ragged. But it'll be
poor
fun.
Old Betty, you'll be smashing pickleballs in her head. That they got a minibus from the nursing home with all the competitors. Come on, folks.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
You can dream, that's okay. It's not my fault you're unhappy in your marriage.
Is that what deep down is happening here? You wish Maddie was straight so you guys could date.
A bit of wishful thinking, manifestation.
Yeah, okay, look, it's all about me, okay?
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Don't we know it? I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Yeah. funny.
Hey guys, up next, oh my gosh, we had an interesting little team outing the other day. So Crevo, you got your car service.
Yeah.
Now, Jade actually owed you a ride, because when Jade got her car service last month, you drove her to the mechanics after we finished work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to pick up the car.
She was basically a taxi. Anyway, you decided to redeem your favour the other day.
My chit.
Your van was out at Katara at the mechanic.
Sorry, hold on. What was that called?
Chit.
What is that? What is that?
It's like a token that you can redeem for something.
Oh.
Can I just say quietly, Crevo like bases a lot of his dealings in favours. Like, he knows.
He
gives you a lift, he expects one back.
Well, I'm not big into, like, the exchange of money for small, like, for time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, personal time for friends. But then I prefer to, like, you help me, I help you, that kind of thing.
Anyway, it's like close to 1 o'clock. We were tired, we were hungry. Jade's like, yeah, okay, guys, we'll all get into Jade's car together, drop you off at Katara to get your van. Midway there, Jade informs us that she has ordered in a brand new outdoor setting at Early Settler.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, yep, cool beans. She goes, Crevo, is your car empty right now, your van? Yeah, it is. You innocently walked into the trap.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think maybe that you can come and get it for me and bring it back to my house, and then if that would, like, really help me? And you're like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm hungry. You're a bit moody, tired, a bit snappy.
You had the hangries, because it's really funny, because on the way out, you're like, my phone's on 1%. I'm hungry.
My phone's
hungry. And I was like, it's all right. We're about to go.
Anyway, what we thought would be like a 15-minute affair turned into an hour and a half of you collecting your van, following Jade to the back dock of Early Settler.
Talking to the people there.
They bring out the outdoor setting. It's not like a little round table and a couple of chairs.
No.
This thing is like a huge couch in a box.
It was the biggest box I've ever seen.
It didn't fit in the car, right? So we had to unbox half of it to fit it in the van.
And I'm so thankful.
And we had to deliver it to your house, carry it over your fortress fence.
Yeah,
and up the steps, and it wouldn't go over the the porch rail and we were like balancing it on our heads.
I appreciate you guys doing that though.
At 2:40 PM,
yeah,
nearly 2 hours later, Crevo gets home.
Finally.
Anyway, 13:10:09, of course we're doing this. What were you tricked into doing?
I think this happens a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, people get, like you said, walk into traps all the time.
Oh, I know. I walked into a trap last night, so don't throw stones, Maddie.
We'll talk more about that next. Ava Max, my head and my heart right now at New FM. Call now, 13:10:09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're asking you, what were you tricked into doing?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is after Jade tricked Crevo into getting this massive delivery from Early Settler, filled his van up the other day. And you know what? You actually are the queen of tricking people in to do this. You know what? Welcome to the club, Crevo. Mm. I reckon I've got like 10 up on you where she's tricked me or bribed me with food into doing her hard work, essentially.
The amount of times I've heard, Maddie, do you want to go? Do you want some KFC? And I always think that's $10 roughly. There must be something involved, right? There's an ulterior motive. That's what I hear. But I got trapped because I was already in the car.
I got her last night.
You did.
I got her back good. So Jade had a really busy day yesterday. You really did. You had your little dog in getting an operation at the vets.
Yeah.
You had some other things you do with Crevo on. You guys were together doing some work things in the afternoon. And I got Jade to take me out to get my cat last night.
Yeah, but it's how you...
Which was an hour drive. And I tried to make it seem like it was 20
minutes. This is the message I get, right? Hey, from Maddie. Hey, are you giving Crevo the key? And then I'm like, oh, hang on,
because,
I'm at the bank.
You know, she has a key to my apartment.
I do. Anyway, he goes, are you now at pickleball? You want to know exactly where I was the whole time. So he goes, are you at pickleball? Next message. Are you able to help me out with something? Next message. When you finish? Next message. I need to pick something up. Hello? And then I said, recording. Can help. We'll call after. And he goes, okay. Do you have like ages? and then I finally messaged back. Yeah, I'm thinking, what's going on? I said, hey, I finished. I still have to edit at home. What do you need, boo? He goes, it's a surprise. I'll buy you dinner. And I said, no. Tell me. ... And then he's like, come upstairs. It's a surprise. And I was like, I have to pick up Beanie. Anyway, I got coaxed up. I went upstairs. He said, it won't take long. BS. We ended
up... 2.5 hours later.
No, longer. That was at 5. It was 5 hours later. I didn't get home, I think, till 9:30 at night last night.
So what you did, Maddie, and it was quite... I admire it a little bit. You took advantage of Jade's lack of understanding of where places are.
Absolutely.
So Jade and geography, it's one of your, weaknesses.
Yeah.
So if you say a place and say it's 10 minutes away, she'll believe it, even though it's clearly an hour away.
Yeah, it was. He said, oh, we're going to Karakari. I'm like, oh, that's not bad. It's only maybe 25 minutes. No, no. It was a 45-minute journey out to a farm. On dirt roads.
Late at night.
I was worried about the suspension on my car.
Yeah, that was like Ivan Milat vibes hard, hey.
I said, were you taking me to go get murdered? I'm not kidding. It was scary. It honestly, we pulled up at one of those T intersections. I had my indicator on. I was looking my left to right. It was that pitch black. I couldn't even see the road.
Hey, we made it out alive.
We
Jade.
Did. We that's did. And you got your new kitten.
That's
so right.
That's the moral of the story.
You got me back good, my
Feel
friend.
Feel Good News is up next.
Oh, yes. And you know what? I have something really, really exciting about Australia. This is Feel Good stuff that we're doing down under here. And it involves...
Animals.
No, electricity.
Ooh.
And basically turning the tables for us here, which is fantastic.
So if you're new to the show, Jade does Feel Good News every Friday and she always picks animal stories. Have you noticed that she's sort of phasing into green energy chat now?
I have been.
Animals.
How can I still talk about animals being saved through the environment and not get in trouble off the boys for doing animal stories?
Mm-hmm.
This is the answer.
Can I just say as well, after 8 o'clock today,
Oh, yeah.
We have a very special visitor coming to New FM.
You do not want to miss this.
Management kids are going to freak at the end of the show. We haven't told them.
I don't think lose we can minds get fired for it. You can't fire us for
we've
this.
We've got a big announcement after 8 o'clock. And let's just say this very special guest is here to launch this big announcement.
Huge. Yay! Stay tuned. This is one of the biggest things we have ever done.
Yeah. Legit.
Yeah, it is, actually.
I'm just thinking. No, it definitely is.
Let's just say they're going to need to clean up after this one.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time for Jade's Feel Good News.
The Novos. Jade's Vibrations.
Yay, I love Fridays. Because I love getting the positive news out there, because sometimes it just, gets you down in the dumps when you're following the regular stuff. But today, some good stuff we're doing down under. How about a cool beer in exchange for your solar power? So a brewery in Australia is buying excess solar power from households paying in cans of beer to help meet its target to use 100% renewables.
Wow.
That's pretty nice. Incredible.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Yeah.
Pretty
clever.
So that's the offer from Asahi's groups Carlton and United Breweries here in Australia. So basically they're serving up Victorian bitter to households who have rooftop solar power to spare, and what the companies are involved to believe that they're putting the world first, basically.
Are you getting a beer delivery anytime soon? Yeah.
No. No, I wish I did.
What's that? It's the truck driving up to Jade's.
Do you just want to come round later
new
for
FM
a bevy?
Credit card.
in
red hot run.
Thailand, guys, dozens of elephants that were used for carrying tourists were actually set free as their parks closed due to coronavirus. So that is so cool. So for the first time after 44 years, 78 elephants at a camp called Masaya Elephant Camp in Chiang Mai in northern Thailand will not have to carry their heavy wooden and metal sea carriages used for carrying tourists as entertainment. So, what a great day for those elephants.
I mean, what are they just opening the doors?
Well, it says the elephant park closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, but once it reopens, the camp management has decided to let visitors enjoy learning about the elephants by observing them in their natural habitat rather than using them inhumanely.
That's great news.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's huge.
Look at them, right? That's cool.
No, I'm really happy about that. Also, we'll do one more, yeah?
Okay. One
special
more.
Special treat.
Okay,
go on.
Just to wrap things up on a Friday. Mm-hmm. So, for many years, the Middle Island in Australia, this is another one down under, has been home to breeding colonies of little penguins and short-tailed shearwaters. The island is close to the coast of the village Warrumbull, and foxes make their way there and attack the poor little penguins. So at one point, predators reduced the bird's number from 200 to less than 10, which is very scary stuff. So
you just can't help yourself.
I know, but
another animal, two of three.
Just listen to this.
6%.
So the Swampy Marsh, a farmer from Warrumbull whose chickens were targets to the same enemy, came up with an idea. So he, I believe this is pronounced Marima dog. They're an Australian herding dog that protects chicks and foxes. So he suggested to the wildlife officials to train and place maramas on the island to guard the penguins during the breeding season, and basically it's proved successful and the first dog to set paw on the island in such
a long
time.
Does that make you feel good?
Yeah, that's finally stopped.
It made me feel confused.
And penguins.
That last story.
So, there's a dog called the Marama. I've never even heard of this cattle dog.
I didn't quite know what's going on.
Basically, a farmer's chickens
we don't
also
need
getting
to hear it again.
The farmer's chickens were getting attacked by the foxes that were invading the island. Exactly. He discovered a dog called a Marama, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And it's some sort of herding dog. And he suggested to the wildlife officials,
use
hey,
the same dog.
Get this dog on the island. Yeah. It'll help save the penguins. And they did that. And now the penguins are flourishing.
That's nice. Now I got it. I was confused. But
I just
now
didn't
I understand.
Know. Is it Maramas? Have you heard of that breed of dog?
Nah. Marama? Maybe?
Marama?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there's been this petition that's gone online that's caused already some arguments within this team.
Arguments.
Oh, I'm furious.
Like, as soon as Jade even saw this story, the steam started coming out of her ears.
Yeah, fired up.
So, essentially, we'd all be aware of the children's party snack fairy bread.
Well, I love fairy bread. I eat it to this day.
You'll make some up for yourself as a snack sometime,
100%
right?
I do.
However, over time, that term fairy has been used in quite an offensive way to a lot of people, right? And so what they're essentially doing is calling for the name to be scrapped.
I think it's ridiculous.
Hang on, I'm still talking.
Sorry, yeah.
And actually, I sort of agree with it because I think that, like, why introduce a term to kids especially that is going to be offensive to a lot of people that they might then think is all right to use?
No. So in this article, right, as well, they're saying that apparently it's offensive because it belittles and oppresses others. And I did some research into this, right? And apparently on the fairy bread Wikipedia, it comes down to, there was a reference in this poem by Hobart Mercury in 1929, referring to a party for child inmates at a sanitarium. So, but the thing is, there's nothing too, like,
fairy
offensive
is used
about that.
As in, like, a slur against gay people, generally speaking.
That's
right.
That's
what
it is.
But if you want to go into the nitty gritty of it.
In modern day society, Jade, people call gay people fairies. That's just a thing.
Well, yeah. They should.
And it's totally wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone associates. I don't think anyone's associating fairy bread with that.
With the child sanitarium.
We're not talking about that.
I'm just saying, that's on the Wikipedia.
I understand, but what we're talking about is as a slur against gay people, right? And that's why I think I'm fine. Let's just call it hundreds and thousands bread. What's wrong with that?
Leave it as fairy bread.
No.
Nobody's offended by that. It's like the whole Golden Gay Time debate. Nobody's offended in the gay community by that.
Well,
very few.
I think you should be sticking up for the gay community, Maddie. And
yeah, but I am. And do you know what? It's people like this that give the gay community a bad name. Because it's like, I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. I think it should be, why change it from fairy bread? We all know it is fairy bread.
And
it's not offensive.
It's not offensive at all. Thank you, Maddie. It's a fun
Sometimes
thing.
Sometimes you're too PC, Crevo, and you need to get off. Like, you just need to realize sometimes
it might not
everything is offensive.
It might not be offensive to you, but there's other people who it might be to.
Yeah,
why not just change the name?
We've got to stop pandering to people who want to get upset over every little thing. You know what? There's people starving in the world. There's droughts in the world that, you know, focus your energy on changing the world for a better, not over renaming hundreds and thousands on fairy bread.
It's ridiculous. Like,
okay. It's stupid.
Jackson, what do you think on this? Are you offended by the term fairy bread?
No,
absolutely
all.
Not. It's right. Ridiculous.
131009, are you team everyone else or is it only me that's offended by this? Surely not.
You probably started the petition.
This petition has 1,000 signatures. Like, what the hell?
It's only 1,000, though.
Yeah,
like,
but started.
Yeah,
so,
but people will be like, oh, it's
anyway, let's get into it next. 131009, should we change the name of fairy bread? Is it offensive? Both views. We'll take all calls next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This next topic has divided the team completely. And when I say that, I mean Crevo is by himself on this one. 131009, should we be cancelling
fairy bread, guys. Taking your calls now.
Jade, Maddie and Krieger.
What a joke.
I just want to clarify, we're not cancelling the food. I just want to change the name because I think, just imagine, like, Maddie, you might not be offended by it, or Jackson, but just imagine, like, some young kid who, like, hears that and then, like, is teased for whatever. Like, you got to think about the bigger picture. Like, and someone that might not have such a thick skin might be offended by that.
For those who are just joining us, we're debating the change.org petition that's calling for the term fairy bread to be cancelled.
It's
offensive. Obviously, it's used as a slur against gay people, which... I'm sorry, Kriva, I just totally disagree. And I'm not pretending that I'm the voice of gays, but I'm just saying, as a gay man, I'm not offended by that. And I've never encountered anybody in my circles or in my life that's been offended by the term fairy bread.
Okay.
I think you're a little bit dramatic.
Well, I'm just being...
Said, Maddie.
I'm just saying what I think.
Get real, man.
It's just a joke. You know, we change coon cheese, you know, oh, let's change fairy bread now. Like, focus on more positive things. Coon was made after... named after the family who
you hit the nail on the head
cheese.
Before. Like, there are so many other problems 100%. That we face. We're in the middle of a worldwide pandemic that's killing hundreds of thousands, millions of people, and we're worried about fairy bread.
I'm offended.
Saying like that you can't solve the small problems because there's big problems is a fallacy. You can solve small problems at the same time.
I think it's cool to be a fairy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, that's...
What about people who love fairies? What about them? What about them?
What about the poor kids who want to have a fairy birthday party? What, everyone's going to be like, we can't... sorry, little Joey, we can't have a fairy-themed birthday party because other kids might be offended.
Not banning that.
That's ridiculous.
That. Only the snack.
Oh, look, it's a slippery slope.
Let's go to the phones. Michael, good morning, my friend. What are your thoughts on this? Should we be cancelling the term fairy bread? Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Too angry to talk. All right.
Let's go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
How are we going?
Good,
hey,
mate. What are your thoughts on this? Should we be canceling fairy bread?
No, this is way over the top. Like, as soon as you start canceling one thing because of one word, like Krivo talked about the big picture. What the big picture is, if you're offended by fairy, you have to cancel everything that involves fairy. So there's no more tooth fairy. There's no more fairy godmother.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like they're different things, and the unambiguousness of the bread itself is what makes it the problem. But, you know, I hear what you're saying. Respectfully disagree.
If you think about the hundreds and thousands being the fairy dust, it probably doesn't become a problem.
Some things should just be left as an innocent thing.
Yeah.
It's fairy bread. It doesn't need to turn into this.
Kids don't know unless you tell them. Blame the adults. Stop being bad people.
Let's go to Harry. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Doing good. Harry, what are your thoughts on this?
So, at least a lot of my time in high school, I was called a fairy, and that word did hold a lot of power for me.
Yeah.
But over the years, I have been able to tie that to the fairy bread, and that definitely helped deal with that quite a bit.
Yeah, so talk me through this, Harry. So
what's your situation?
I mean, we all go through different things when we're growing up, and kids can be very nasty. So obviously, they use this term
as an insult.
Like, so, yeah. So you,
I'm
so
sorry
you,
that
yeah,
you
I'm sorry,
that.
Man. Like, we all, you're a gay man, I'm guessing, yeah?
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
We've all gone through things in high school and stuff, and I'm like speaking to you on the level now. Like, I honestly think we've all been called horrible things, but I mean, do you find this still triggering? Like,
not really anymore, because I have surrounded myself with people that I can confide into if I am feeling somewhat triggered.
Yeah.
But because I was able to tie this word, or at least make it my own, by, you know, with fairy bread, or even with the Golden Gay Time, the fact that I was calling myself or having a Golden Gay Time,
it helped you.
Lessen the power of that word, which made it easy to bear with.
See, that's a really interesting take.
That's an interesting point. So for you, you wouldn't want it changed because you want to take ownership of the word? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, That's it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, interesting. Okay. Hey, that's it.
That's a really good insight, and thank you so much for calling
and sharing that
with us. Honestly, like,
thanks, guys, for listening.
No, appreciate it, man. Thank you. What a sweetie.
Interesting point.
One more, Sean.
Didn't think of it like that.
No, neither did I.
Well, it's true, you know? It's just people are nasty, but they're like that. That's a perfect example of why we shouldn't jump to conclusions, right?
Well, that's true.
Anyway.
But, you know, we all get cool things at school, you know.
Look at him. He's just totally owned that. Good on him for coming on the radio and talking about that, because there are real a-holes out there.
But at the end of the day, like he said, you shouldn't cancel the term. 100% agree with you. Like, it's, you know, it's... What doesn't kill you makes you stronger in some ways, you know what I mean? Like, I've got called nasty things at school too, but I'm not there creating petitions, you know?
Yeah, true.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Very.
That was fun.
Do you know what? I'm sorry, Krieger. We don't mean to corner you like that.
I don't feel cornered at all.
It's just an opinion.
Yeah, and I still hold my opinion. I haven't changed my mind at all.
And that's why we live in a free and open society where we can say what we want, and we should be thankful for that.
Absolutely.
We are playing Birthday Lotto up next, guys. $675 up for grabs. All you need is a birthday to play. Let's win you some money before the weekend. We are looking for which month, Krevo?
September.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Krevo.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Krevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Look at half of the staff of the radio station surrounding this special guest.
A special vehicle as well. It's not just coming in a normal
vehicle.
We're
doing this on our CCTV footage, and it's insane.
This has made their year.
It really has. we hope to make Natasha's year playing Birthday Lotto. It's where we pick a month at random. She spins the birthday balls if she's born in that month, and she can walk away with
the cash. September, let's go to Natasha, Jade.
She has two kids and a horse. She has a fear of a jellyfish after a bad experience with them. She's looking forward to a Hawaii trip for her mate's birthday next year, pending COVID. Natasha. Oh, you poor darling. Hello. You have a fear of jellyfish. Did you see in the news only this week a poor woman survived a box jellyfish attack?
Oh, my God.
What happened to you?
When I was a kid, I fell into a pool of them. And, we were boating, and I fell out of the boat into pool of jellyfish. And
Natasha, out of 10, how was the pain for you? Was it a solid 10?
Yes, I was only a young little girl, so it was very painful.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah, that'll live with you forever. Well, you know what? Let's hope. I don't think they have many jellyfish in Hawaii, so I think you'll be fine. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not a marine
jellyfish
biologist.
Everywhere.
I don't know. I was just being positive.
Here we go.
Okay. I really hope you're born on the 8th of September.
Oh, my God, I am.
$675.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, Natasha, how's that money going to help you?
Oh, my God, so much.
Oh, that's really sweet. Oh.
Have you got some bills happening at the moment, or what's your situation?
I do, yes. And I'm currently changing my job too, so it's a little bit stressful at the moment, but
you know what?
It's going to help a lot.
Nearly $700 is a nice little boost to your bank account. Thanks so much. Congratulations.
Yeah, hold the line. Drive safe if you're driving. Maybe pull over.
I am. pulled over now.
Thanks, Natasha.
Congratulations. And thanks so much for listening to the show. I'm so glad we could help you out.
I love that.
Yeah. What a great way to wrap up the week. Like, how nice. Giving away almost $700.
It's $700, but it's also $700, you know, to your bottom line in your weekly budget. Now, so good. Congratulations. Up next, guys.
It gets better.
It gets even better because we have a huge, huge, huge announcement to
make.
This
One
is
of the
unbelievable.
Biggest things we've ever done. And we have a very special guest here, secret guest, to launch our next big thing. We're going to do it after the news.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Krevo.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
It is Feel Good Friday all day here at New FM. And Jade, we have a big announcement to make next.
We've been looking forward to this all morning.
Crevo is live from the new FM car park. We're going to cross to him after this. But I don't think this has ever been done at new FM before.
I don't think it's been done at any radio station in Australia before.
Do you know what? If I can find another radio station that's done what we're about to do, I'll eat my shoes. Yeah. I don't think any other station has done this.
Hands down. No way.
We like a random thing here at new FM,
do.
In this show.
That makes our show so good to listen to because you never know what you're going to get.
This is what we need you to do. If you are safe, you're not driving, go to Facebook. Mm-hmm. We are live streaming in minutes. You will be the first people to see what we're doing here today. And we're going to make this big announcement next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are giving away, Maddie, tickets to the Hunter Valley Camel Races.
Oh, my gosh.
Once you learn the camel in his particular moods, then they're good animals.
We might not be quite going where no man has gone before, but this should be properly epic.
Now I've got another camel cup under my belt, I might have to try again.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Oh, yes, it is. You might be thinking in your car right now, camel races, what does that mean? This package is incredible. Every single day next week, Jade, we are sending people along to the camel races,
that
VIP packages. Tell us more.
So we have four VIP tickets for you to pick up to the camel races, which includes finger food.
Every day as
yes,
well.
Yes, substantial canapes, a beverage package, and it's all happening on the 8th of May at the Cessnock Showgrounds. You want to head along to the Hunter Valley Camel Races. So every day next week, four VIP tickets for you and your mates.
This is going to be massive. You need to tell your friends about this. This is like going to the races, but better.
Yeah.
Camel racing.
And you know what? The kids can come along as well because they have market stalls, amusement rides, they've got heaps of food vendors, a DJ. So this is the ultimate experience that I don't think a lot of people have had the chance to be involved in.
Now, to launch this very special promotion that we're doing, we're crossing to Crevo right now, who's at the front of New FM. Also, we are live streaming this on Facebook right now with the New FM Facebook page. Crevo, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So I am with a representative from Oakfield Branch who has a camel. We're literally standing on the front steps of New FM right now with the camel. And to launch Camel Week, which is all next week, we're going to start walking through the building right now. We're going into the reception. Now, Daisy the camel is just beautiful. She looks a little bit timid, but it's coming right in, actually surprisingly relaxed.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're watching this on the CCTV footage in the station, and it's incredible.
Has it done a poo yet?
Not yet, but it's coming down the hallway now.
Sorry. I love this.
Coasters.
There is a live camel walking down hallways of New FM.
Door through the music room.
Currently
the
walking.
Hump is a massive.
Currently walking past 2HD. They
right
would get a
now,
nice
walking
shot.
Past our sister station, the camel. And this is, of course, the North Camel Week. Now, guys, just wait there if you can.
He's huge!
Yeah, I think it's going to fit fine. Now, can you go to the left around the corner? Do you think you'll fit? Do you
oh
want to check?
God.
It should be all right.
This is unbelievable.
Can we bring Daisy back round again?
I think we could probably do another lap.
Yeah,
if
do
you guys
another
are patient
lap.
Enough.
Yes. Let's give
I don't
everyone
know if
a
the camel can back up. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Wow.
This is incredible. We actually have a camel walking through our radio station.
I don't
right
know.
Now.
Can you go backwards or not? Or look otherwise, we can go back around. Come back. We'll come back around.
The staff of New FM.
Yeah, keep going. Keep
not
going.
Not had this much excitement
everyone's
in their lives.
Melting down here about the camel in the building. Don't worry, guys.
Time.
You'll get to see it again.
Every day next week, we are giving these camel packages away, the camel races. It's going to be fantastic. Just imagine you three mates going having some drinks and nice food, watching this live.
I don't know if the camel's stuck.
We have very tight corners.
It was a little bit stuck at the back door, but it seems to be fine. It's just in the courtyard, so maybe you guys
okay,
can
Crevo,
see it right
Crevo,
after that.
We do have another sales rep that works for us walking through the back door right now. Let's give him a bit of a surprise and get his reaction as he walks in.
Okay, all right. Let's see what happens.
The
who
G-Man, the G-Man.
Oh, excellent, the G-Man. Let's see. He might be a little bit shocked.
It reeks.
I can smell the camel coming through the air conditioning.
There's a camel here. There we are. Now, G-Man, you see a camel in the courtyard. What are your first thoughts?
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's quite what we do these days, but hey, awesome stuff.
All right, bring Daisy the camel back through. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can. Can we go back in? Can
back
we go
through back the building.
And go back the other
it
way?
It smells so bad.
Awesome. I'll hold
so
the door
bad.
For you this time.
All right. Well, just sit tight there for a second, Crevo. This is incredible. So we can actually smell Daisy the camel through the air conditioning vents right now. If you're just joining
God,
us...
Oh, my God, it's such a tight squeeze. I can only fit... Oh, the hump's literally rubbing up against me. All right, coming back around.
Oh, okay.
Back through the building. Yeah, keep going.
Wow.
Past the newsroom, past the kitchen.
It's so
through
chill.
Through the tech part of the room, through the building. The newsroom is literally out filming the camel now because it's, I think, a first time in history to have a camel in a radio station.
Crevo, how are we poo situation? Because I did think that we'd have a problem.
You know
with
what?
That.
The tail of the camel is stained in a suspiciously dark colour, and I'm just guessing that's why. The camel literally passed the studio now. Daisy looking in the studio, waving at you.
It
what
is
a
massive.
Beautiful camel.
I've never seen a camel this close.
And not at
it's
all.
It's honestly nearly like 2.5 meters, maybe two. Yeah, good 2.5 meters high.
Luckily, we have high ceilings here. Hey,
I know it is luckily, and the camel almost has a mohawk as well.
I
or
love
is it.
Is
it lifting its tail to do a poo? Oh no, it's not. It's not.
All right,
oh,
Crevo.
Maybe it just let off a fart because there's quite a smell in here now.
I love it.
That is incredible. Well, if you're just joining us, every day next week we're giving away 4 VIP tickets to the camel races. It includes finger food, canapes, a beverage package. You want to head along. If you don't want to wait to win the tickets, you can get your tickets for the Hunter Valley Camel Races. You can find them on Facebook today.
Yeah, wow. That's a first for me. I don't think that will ever happen
no.
in our careers again.
Camel hey. Week kicks off on
Monday. Happy days.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yeah, Jackson is here with What's the Goss. Now, I know, Jackson, you're a huge animal lover.
Yes.
So you're probably a bit thrown, a bit distracted by the whole camel situation.
I was going to say, I have to bring myself together. I just kissed a camel on the face. I've got some camel spit under my nose. I'm never washing my face.
What was it like copping camel spit to the face?
The best thing I've ever had in my life.
Did it spit much?
Yeah.
No, it was like just when it kissed me, it left a little bit of its drool under my
trickle.
Nose. I've actually got to go out there and quote as a pet because my dad's got some property, so maybe I'll
You're
going to
get a camel, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I want to get a camel. I want to call it Lindsay.
I love that you've already named your camel.
Lindsay the Camel Lohan?
Yes. Hey, I've got Sex in the City news because it's coming back. It's going to HBO. I'm not super well-versed in Sex in the City, but Twitter seems to be melting down about this character returning. Carrie Bradshaw's ex-fiancé, Aidan Shaw.
Yes.
Confirmed to be in the remake.
Oh!
Mr. Big, Chris North, isn't taking part in this.
Really?
So I'm assuming she's just rewinding, going back to the one before him.
Well, maybe they'll make it like they get a divorce and then Aiden comes back. Do you know what? She doesn't deserve Aiden. She never did. She broke his heart. I'm still heavily invested in that fake romance from 10 years ago.
It's not confirmed how much he will feature, but it's said to be quite a few episodes.
Wow, so it might be big storyline.
Yeah, possibly. Talking about big storyline, someone that's been cut from it is Fergie, the Duchess. From the funeral. So she's not even invited to Prince Philip's funeral.
What?
Yeah, that's big news overnight. It comes as they say the Queen is going to be sitting alone and no one is to go near her or surround her, of course, because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh.
Yes.
So she'll really, they'll have a big, big distance between her and anyone, I'd think.
Yep.
How sad.
Now, the reason they're saying Fergie's not going to the wedding, the funeral, is because the Queen really likes her, but Prince Philip hated her after the toe-sucking photo incident.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
He's one to talk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know he passed away, but, like, he wasn't always peachy or squeaky clean in his marital affairs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
well, they're saying, too, he couldn't get his head around why Prince Andrew continued to live with her. after they got divorced.
Yeah,
so,
I mean...
They lived together all year round, but apparently she was kicked out of the mansion just before he would come and visit for summer. So, like, when Prince Philip was in town, Fergie had to go.
Terrible. At the end of the day, you have two kids together. You want to get along for the sake of your children. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't throw stones when your marriage wasn't perfect.
Yeah,
like absolutely. That's where I stand on that.
Yeah, and it's her children actually, Eugenie, because Eugenie's her children, right?
Yeah, correct, Eugenie.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that she's the one that's going to mend the Harry Wills feud. Because she's
very close.
Yeah, well, she's currently staying with Harry, so they gave her Frogmore Cottage after she announced her pregnancy.
Oh, wouldn't he be filthy? Your cousin gets it.
No, I think they gave the keys, though. They were like, they were thrilled.
Megan reluctantly handed them over from a clutched fist.
Oh, please.
They actually changed the locks before they gave the keys over. Thank you, Jackson. Our news time up next, and guys, we are meeting a very special family. After this, of course, we are very heavily involved with the Newcastle Knights here at New FM. And of course, our New FM Knights kit is an institution here at New FM. This week, we're meeting a very special family, the New FM Ball Delivery family, going through a really tough time. It's a special edition this week. We're going to do it after the news next at New
FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
That makes the world go. 105 minutes commercial free music is kicking off next with Jackson.
Yo. Dua Lipa for your Feel Good Friday.
Yes, love this.
Yeah, I love Dua Lipa. Lenny Kravitz as
something
well.
Do you know he's the only man that I find sexy that wears a scarf? Like, he.
I love men in scarves.
Really?
So
I know.
Always try to. I actually knitted. I crocheted one for Ben last year, but he doesn't wear it.
To wear it.
I was like, I thought because I made it, it might get him to wear one. Didn't work.
Maddie, does that have anything to do with that video of him splitting his pants on stage? Sia as well.
Excellent.
Is that a big scarf he's wearing or what?
Only block of ad-free music kicking off very soon, guys. And up next, we're meeting a very special family, guys. We're going to meet a family that's going through a really rough time at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And
the Danfield family.
The reason we're meeting them is to just give them a little something because we feel like they've gone through a lot and still, through all this, they're still trying to help other people as well.
It's incredible. It's the strength, you know, just how some families find it in dark times to help others as well is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to have a chat to them next as we do a very special edition of The Knights Kid.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Ronald McDonald House has a big milestone this year, celebrating 30 years of helping families. Now, since the doors of Ronald McDonald House, Newcastle, opened in April 91, almost 10,000 families have found a place to call home so they can be near their seriously ill child in hospital.
Yeah, it's an amazing, like, setup that they have there. They help so many people. Even if it's something simple, like going in for a cup of tea and having a chat with someone else who, you know, is experiencing what you are, that can really help a family out.
Mm.
Absolutely. And they've become such an integral part of the process of families that do go through this sort of thing and such a support. We're going to meet a very brave father now. His daughter, Grace, has had a big battle on her hands with leukemia. They've gone through a lot in the last couple of years. And thank God for the Newcastle Knights for shining a light on this. And thank you to them for that. But we're getting him on right now to talk about his daughter's Grace journey with Ronald McDonald House. Good morning,
Troy.
How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Narvos. How are you this morning?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So thank you for joining us on the show. And could you please tell us a little bit about Grace's journey?
Yeah, so basically Grace was diagnosed with leukemia in late November last year. That was 5 months into a treatment plan. It's still a long way to go. They're estimating it's around sort of 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, Grace is doing really, really well, which is good. And obviously the Ronald McDonald House has showed us a lot of support in regards to Grace being able to get to school and putting plans in place. Shall Grace not be able to attend school? They're basically offered programs where Grace can still learn because it's pretty important. Grace has started kindergarten, and against all odds, we were told she wasn't going to start and she wasn't going to be able to attend till sort of term 2, term 3.
Jeez.
But our little princess warrior, stepped up, and yeah, she's been able to attend school, and she's been doing really well. But that support from the guys up at Ronald McDonald House, just to reach out, pop around, and offer any assistance. Nothing's ever a problem for the guys to help us out. And I know, like, some of the other families out of town, that they offer accommodation and stuff like that. They really rely on that. We're pretty lucky. We're Novocastrians, so
yeah,
we don't actually have to rely on the overnight stay. But the support locally is just phenomenal.
Hey, Troy, this is going to be a pretty big night, of course. Home game tonight, the Knights second on the Sharks. Grace and your son will be running the game ball out onto the stadium. Tell me, how are they feeling? Are they really nervous this morning or super excited?
Oh, they are super excited. My son Levi as well. Like, let's not forget Levi.
Yeah.
Levi's an avid Knights supporter. He's always dripping in Knights gear. He's absolutely beside himself to be able to do that, as well as Grace. Levi plays football, so yeah, for him it's a huge milestone. And for Grace, we've been members before the kids were born. Me myself, I remember when I was 8 years old, giving my age away now, but when I was 8 years old, I'll stand on the hill with my parents at the first game.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge thing. We are a huge Knights family, and let's hope with the return of the three players, we can get a win across the line tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What great traditions you're keeping alive in your family, and we wish Grace a speedy recovery, and they're going to have a ball tonight. Grace and your son Levi are running the Knights ball onto the field for the big game.
If you're at the game tonight and you see Grace and Levi taking the ball onto the field, please cheer extra hard for them.
Because you can imagine,
luck to everyone there.
You can imagine how proud everyone is going to feel, like Newcastle as a city, to see this all play out and these kids running the ball out there.
Troy, look after yourself, look after your family, and all the best, mate, for the future. I'm sure she'll kill it.
But
what,
guys,
a little legend.
Yeah, we have we had $675. We gave it away this morning to one of our amazing listeners. We'll rehash that in a minute, but we've got $300 to give away right now with our birthday balls. We pick a month at random. You're born in that month. You call the show, 131009. First three gets to spin them.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Great moment, guys. Earlier today, Natasha from Cessnock, a receptionist, won $675.
I really hope you're born on the 8th of September.
Oh, my God, I am.
$675.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you so much.
Let's do it again.
Woo.
This is the Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Birthday.
Lotto. Oh, what a moment on the show. If you've never heard this before, we basically pick a month at random. You're born in that month. You call the show. First through gets to spin the birthday balls. We were searching for someone born in the month of June. Obviously, the kitty resets at $300.
All right, let's go to Renee from Abermain. She's a stay-at-home mum. No tats and never plans to get one. Her favourite movie is The Fast and the Furious. Hello, Renee.
Hey, how you going?
Oh,
hey,
good.
Going excellent. Well.
Which Fast and the Furious, or just all 19 of them?
It's getting up there, isn't it?
Hey, Toronto. Is it the original?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Do you love Vin Diesel?
I do love Vin Diesel, but Paul Walker, delicious.
I know.
Delicious.
He was so sexy. His blue eyes, he had that sandy, beachy blonde hair.
Yes, very boyish charm.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
All right. Well, hey, guess what? Natasha won $675 this morning. The jackpot's now sitting at $300. Do you think we can make it a double take today?
I hope so.
Let's go. Let's spin the birthday balls.
All right, here we go.
For Renee, here we go. Stay at home, Mum. Could do with some extra cash, I'm
sure. Everyone could, right?
Were you born on the 16th of June?
No, I was bringing my daughter on the 18th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too bad. These things happen.
Thanks, Renee. Enjoy the weekend. Wow, guys, what a show today.
It's been an event.
I feel exhausted.
It was
really
so much
do.
Fun. What a great day. Like, yeah. Great show to end the week.
We found out Maddie has a new cat.
Yep.
We had a camel come through the studios to launch Camel Week.
So Harry, your cat, Daisy, the camel.
I know, it's been amazing. All animals, Jade, it's your dream, really, isn't it?
It really is. And, guys, of course, a big congratulations and good luck to Grace and Levi running the game ball out tonight for the Knights, McDonald Jones Stadium. Guys, good luck to the Knights. Hopefully we can win one again.
Yeah, and just to wrap things up, of course, everyone has been working really hard to really try and raise some money for people who have been affected by the floods this year. They were terrible. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people lost their possessions, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. And we just wanted to do our small part to help out, which is why we created the Novo's Flood Relief Beer. It's basically a wrap on things. They'll be selling up to the end of today, but then that's it. We've already raised well in excess of $3,000. So a huge congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone who bought beer to help out, you know, your fellow Aussie who really was affected by these floods.
Six Brewery, great local business. Get behind them. Go out, try them. It's fantastic. Styxbrewery.com.au.
And they have a brewery cat called Arlo. He's super cool.
He sure
is.
You
love cats, go there. But we have 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson. What's on the way?
Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't saddle up that camel right off into the sunset, although it was very tempting. Sagala.
Oh, I love
James
this.
James Arthur for your Feel Good Friday. Yeah, it's good, right? Jonas Blue.
Oh,
and Mama.
Mama.
Also Jason Derulo as well.
Great. Good vibes for your Feel Good Friday, Crevo.
I've just had a message from Anna Lee at Styx Brewery.
Yep.
Must have heard what we were talking about. We just sold some more beer. $3,600 is where we're sitting at. So
yay.
Huge round of applause and thanks to everyone who's bought the beer. It's for a great cause.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch you Monday. Bye.
Bye.